Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Okay, that's enough on the new layout. We'll walk round in a moment, but before we do, something about the people who are here to help you. Of course, all the staff will do their best to answer your questions, but now we're each going to specialise in certain areas. So, if you ask a staff member about something and they don't think they can help you enough, they'll direct you to our specialist. Jenny Reed is the person to see if there are any films you'd like us to stock, as she's taken over responsibility for purchasing those. I'd better warn you that our budget is limited, so I'm afraid we can't promise to buy everything you ask for. Phil Penshurst can help you to improve your writing if you need to produce reports for your course. You can book a half-hour session with Phil to start with. Then, if you want more help, he'll arrange follow-up sessions with you. I must mention Tom Salisbury. Many people are interested in doing research or just reading about this region. The people, occupations, changes over the years and so on. Tom is a specialist in this particular field, so if you want any help, he can point you in the right direction. We've got a large collection of relevant documents, from old maps to studies of the wildlife. We have a new member of staff, Saeed Akhtar. I'm sure you'll meet him soon and will find him very helpful. If you're unemployed and want some advice on the practical aspects of looking for a job, Saeed is the person to talk to. He's also written a very useful book on the subject, which of course we've got on our shelves. Many of you will know Shilpa Desai, who's been working here for about 5 years. Shilpa now has the additional responsibility of giving information and advice on anything to do with housing, such as finding out what's available or whether you're eligible for financial help. Right, well, that's quite enough from me. So let's walk round the library.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.